This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fies. Lee?
Lucas, we learned last week that, as expected, the administration has elected to end the food box program at the end of May, but it appears the dairy donation program will remain a part of government assistance due to the COVID pandemic. Your thoughts?
Yeah, lots to digest here. I think, as expected, USDA did finally announce that they are sunsetting the Farmers to Families food box program after spending several billion dollars on this over the past year or so. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the USDA has decided to go a different direction in hunger initiatives. They mentioned expanding food stamp benefits and increasing food purchases through existing government food distribution programs. This was, of course, the program that caused extreme volatility in cheese prices throughout most of 2020 as new rounds of the program were announced and cheese prices skyrocketed to fulfill demand. I think, though, lessons have been learned by vendors, and it's been expected now for a few months as the new administration has not really included mention of this program in many of their USDA initiatives. Alternatively, the dairy donation program initial details were released. This program was approved in the second stimulus bill signed by President Trump in December. There's still not a ton of clarity here, and we don't know the exact reimbursement rate, but what we do know is that donated dairy products will be eligible for retroactive reimbursement back to December. I think here USDA's attempt is to encourage donations over the next several weeks during the peak spring flush period, even if all of the details are not yet sorted out.
Well, Lucas, there was perhaps even better news in the form of February dairy product commercial disappearance data. Give us some of the quick highlights.
Yeah, total cheese still higher versus prior year. Butter sales extremely good from a disappearance perspective, both export and domestic. I think really good when considering strong production and stocks. Of course, non-fat dry milk exports a record in the month, but a little bit concerning on domestic demand there. I think important thing to watch is how the shipping and logistical challenge influence the overall exports into March and into Q2.
Lucas Fies, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence for High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. We keep hearing about excess milk production in the country, but World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski has an overview of the domestic dairy balance sheet for April.
Dairy, our balance sheet changes this month, again, relatively small, increased our production forecast by about 400 million pounds, which sounds like a lot, but again, that's in the context of our annual forecast of 227.7 billion pounds of milk. An increase, but relatively small in the big scheme of things. And that just reflects higher cow numbers. In terms of product use, I think the main change this month that's noteworthy is that we increased our skim solid basis export forecast. And that mainly reflects strong international demand for non-fat dry milk and dried whey products. So, and that's something that's been pretty consistent for the past several months, strong international demand for those products.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Dairy prices are rising.
It's been very interesting in dairy as we continue to raise our expectation for product prices and therefore for milk prices by class and the all milk price.
However, USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says dairy farmers still face challenges.
Those input prices are rising for them substantially as well too. So I think it's while you're seeing milk prices rise, it's followed with feed prices that really aren't adding to profitability.
This is Stephanie Hove in Washington, D.C.
Coming up tomorrow on our Producer Tuesday, we'll get a market update from Dan Bossi, the president of Ag Resource Company. Join us for that tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.